Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of this Gamma Ray podcast. I'm Tim, alongside Justin.
How's it going, guys?
Okay, everybody, and today we are talking about fucking shadow people, man. So like, I've been
creepy
seeing a lot
sons
of
bitches, man.
I've been seeing a lot about this on like your Discovery ghost hunting shows and stuff, you know?
Yeah, they've been popping up a lot recently.
Dude, there was one they're doing, I think it's called like Paranormal Caught on Camera, where it had like one of the shadow people in it. Like it like peeked, it like fucking looked around the corner at him, like in his basement. Really? Dude, with the lights on.
Yeah. And so it's like clear. It was right there.
Black as night, man.
I haven't watched that show yet, but I've seen plenty of videos where that's what happens. Like you just see him like poke and then immediately dash back out. Well, you wouldn't notice him at first.
Right.
And then that quick movement was pulls your eyes up to him.
Right. Yeah, dude, it was crazy. I mean, these shadow people, man, are notorious. I mean, they're getting pretty popular.
Yeah.
Now you're
I've heard a lot about them. Yeah.
What the fuck are they up to, you think?
I'm sure nothing good, man. You know, I mean, they're not out there be like, hey, by the way, you need milk. You might want to go to the store. You know, it's about to run out.
Yeah. I'm here to tell you about your car's extended warranty. I don't think that's what they're doing.
No.
I don't think they're not helping nobody out. All right. So the legend of these creatures, like I said, it's growing in popularity over the last few decades. However, like the stories have been around, they go back as far as 500 to 600 BCE.
Yeah. And that's probably about as far back as you know.
Most.
It might even go back further. Yeah. But just, you know, they weren't written down about. So.
Yeah. That's pretty fucking old, man. I mean, that's going way, way, way back.
Oh, yeah. It's thousands of years.
I mean, but that, they weren't. I mean, were they writing books and shit back then?
I'm sure they were, but they have more important things to write about, I imagine.
Than shadow people? I don't fucking think so. What else are they writing about? Rain?
I think they were carving into, you know, the rock Sphinx and stuff, dude. Yeah, so yeah, they pick and choose what they're.
All right, they were busy. So speaking of that, I mean, the shadow people show up in the myths and the legends of tons of ancient cultures, like the Egyptians, to the Romans, to the Greeks. They all had their own version of shadow people. And even back then, the descriptions were pretty similar as they are now. So they haven't really changed
that much over time. Kind of what puts a little bit of credence into them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like even some of the monsters we've talked about here, the description when they first were seen and 10 years later, different color, different height, different.
It evolves a little bit. Yeah.
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 So they add a little bit more believability to what they are.
Right. I mean, a lot of people think that they're, you know, these spiritual beings. Well, some people claim, and I don't know if I'm on board with this one, that they're extraterrestrial.
Yeah, I mean, unless you. Yeah, no, I mean, I don't.
Don't fuck with my aliens, man. Just don't start throwing everything in the goddamn alien bucket.
Yeah.
Like Bigfoot's an alien. Fuck out of here.
Yeah, nothing weird or supernatural comes from this planet. It's always somebody else's planet, man.
Yeah, dude. Bigfoot's not from outer space. Okay. I'm telling you right now. Bigfoot from outer space. Fuck out of here. Shadow people from outer space. I'm not buying that one.
No, I don't really think.
They also think that they're, you know, possibly from another dimension, intruding on our own current dimension.
Yeah, see, that's something you could believe in if you want to go on the multiple.
I'm a little bit more. I'm more on board with that.
Like parallel dimensions,
right? Than extraterrestrial.
Like this part of the world and the other part of their world, kind of that's closest.
They would have to have some veil. Technology or some sort of power to be able to manipulate that.
True.
So if they are coming from other dimensions, how come we don't fade into other dimensions randomly?
Yeah, Why is there only one direction? About that, where I can't remember what the name of it was, but essentially it went that not every missing person is actually missing.
Okay.
In that sense. Like they weren't taken.
Okay.
Like they walk through like a portal. How like that explains how some people, like you just saw them walk around the corner, and you walk around the corner, they're not there.
Okay. I mean, that's never happened to me.
No,
I don't usually go back and check. I guess I don't go back and check, though, either. So
No. What
I don't check to see that, if that's they what walk, it said was that sometimes,
like, you know, like people say that Bigfoot is from a different dimension or he's an alien, or like with these guys, that would, if they're able to pass through, if a human walked through that spot, they'd go into the other dimension.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, it's a weird. Well, I don't really believe in it in that one myself, but.
Well, if you watch that, like the missing 411, a lot of that was like in the national parks where people just like, they don't even find nothing. Nothing.
Yeah, they're they never gone. Find like their shoes.
Nothing.
A candy wrapper.
For like, you know, for it to happen once or twice, okay, sure. But it's been like hundreds of times. In the same same parks too, it's happened a lot. Like, you know, in all the national parks, Yellowstone and all that.
Yeah, I think those are all part of that theory I was just talking about.
Right.
All those, like, you know, the Bennington Triangle, the Bermuda Triangle.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Dragon Triangle. They're all like
gateways. Kind of,
yeah, exactly. Gateways. I was trying
where to it's think a little thin, like where it's a little thinnest is right there.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So it's a little easier to go through, I guess, if you wanted to.
Yeah. Like, you wouldn't need like the technology we were just talking about.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying.
You have to walk on the wrong part of the trail, pretty much.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is, like, why are they always hiding if they're from another dimension? Like, do we go, like, if I went through a portal, would I just start hiding behind shit? And,
like, probably, like, if you didn't mean to go through the portal.
Would I show up as a shadow, too?
Well, yeah.
Is it a dimension of shadows? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's not a lot that really goes into that. Like, where... Why?
No, I think there was one where it was like they were.
What would happen if you went the other way? Right.
Yeah, where like the shadow people are like a footprint.
Gotcha.
Where you see what they are, but you don't see everything.
Gotcha. Know? Okay. Well, I mean, there's another theory too that they're demons.
True. Yeah, I did see that, and they're pretty lackluster demons. If that's the case.
They don't really do a lot.
No.
I mean, it's pretty startling. Like, some of the videos that I was watching about the shadow people, like the good videos, the ones that are taken, like, are clear and you can, and you,
yeah, which hey, are you very know. Hard to come by.
Yeah. And well, that's with any cryptid or mysterious thing, yeah, it's always blurry.
It's always fucking shaking.
I mean, if I'm seeing a shadow person, I'm probably not like rock solid, fucking steady camera. I'm fucking, terrified. I'm freaking out.
I might not be trying to record them either. I might be running the other direction, to be honest.
I guess only the brave do that. Because I think I would do the same. I'm like, what the fuck?
Bye.
I'd be getting the fuck out of there. Like the video I was watching, though, like the guy saw it, right? And he was on top of the stairs, you know, going out to the basement. And he saw it. He did that. He's like, oh, fuck. And then he fell down the stairs. Then he got up and then he like panned. Yeah, he fell right down the fucking stairs. And like it scared him, you know what I mean? When he
what
got
a worse
down,
feeling! Not only are you falling down the stairs, it hurts every step. Then you get up and you're panicking because you just saw something down there.
Right. Yeah, well, he did. He was panicking and he panned around. There was nothing there. It wasn't a big basement, you know. It was pretty small.
Yeah.
It wasn't enough to where like there was like a bunch of corners where you couldn't see if somebody was hiding.
Yes, it was like a small little basement.
I mean, shadow people are even mentioned in the Quran,
right?
Really? And they're described as not being like totally physical or spiritual. They're kind of like in between the two things, which I'm kind of on board with that too. That they're more spiritual than anything. Like the only thing,
I don't really think that they came. Yeah, I'm gonna go out and say there's some sort of spirit.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that they have any, you know, they're not from space. They're not from another dimension.
Right. Those are the,
because they have a lot of like similarities.
I mean, we're talking about fucking shadow people. I don't know what's far out, but
true
being extraterrestrial or interdimensional.
Well, I mean, they have a lot of like similarities with ghosts too. I mean,
I feel like you can say that about a lot of things, that things are possibly true. Interdimensional and all that. You can kind of lump a lot of stuff into it. Like fucking the Loch Ness Monster, he swims in between dimensions.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I mean,
pretty much every cryptid ever. They came from an alternate dimension.
Yeah, they got like warp dimensions apparently at will. Like the whole fucking, like every creature in that dimension apparently has the ability to just warp through space-time whenever they feel like it.
Every single one, without fail.
And 80% of them just walk through the fucking woods. I don't think
they're going to walk through the woods or they're just in your house fucking with you all day. You know?
Another theory about them is that they are a thought form, right? Like a collection, a negative thoughts, from areas that have, like you have a traumatic event happen. Either with the person or at the location. Like it's just a lot of bad shit's happened there. It's built up.
Yeah, and they all kind of just congeal into one being.
Like a living thing, like the pain and suffering and all that, like literally
about to fuck somebody up.
It's created all... like sentience.
Yeah.
Like a sentient.
Yeah, being. A thought form, man. That's we're gonna have to do an episode on that.
That's a topic, man.
Because they're actually pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's a cool theory, and I think there is some solid science behind it too.
Yeah,
like even a little bit of
a ritual needs to happen too. On top of that,
I mean, I do think like will is a big deal. I mean, I think like if enough people believe in something that it's possible, they can make it real.
Yeah, because we don't really know like the full extent of the human ability.
No. Yeah. We could very well be creating shit like shadow people in our own minds. And they're becoming reality. Yeah, it's kind of like
with poltergeists come from, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Like suppressed emotions and everything like that will kind of like force out of their body.
Mm-hmm.
Create its own consciousness.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And of course, the Native Americans had some stories about it because they covered everything.
Yeah, yeah. They've run into every single possible.
So they're known as a raven mocker who transforms. Raven
mocker.
Yeah, he transforms into like a spectral bird and then turns into a humanoid figure that will, steal the souls of the ill and the dying.
He's just an asshole.
Gotcha. He's like, I guess it's kind of like the Grim Reaper.
That's actually kind of what I was thinking, like their version of the Grim Reaper.
But if he's stealing it, I guess that's not the same. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you got a point there.
If he's there to take it, See, they really did cover all the bases, man. Native Americans. I mean, they really did.
Yeah, they've run into a lot of shit over
there.
They're
some smart motherfuckers, man. They knew everything.
Yeah.
Like all the cool shit. They had stories.
They knew where to avoid. Then the white man came and like, oh, you're avoiding those mountains? Dude, well, aliens, I'm going to those mountains.
Bigfoot, not fucking shadow people, thunderbirds. All the cool you shit.
Name it. Yeah, you name it, they've run into it.
I'm sure there's some fucking chupacabra stories in there.
No, well, probably not, because I believe that's a newer creature.
What a fucking joke. I hate the chupacabra, man. I don't know what it is. I just don't
like it. The chupacabra... was a government experiment gone wrong who escaped.
Oh, fuck.
It started terrorizing all the people in Mexico.
Was it from Montauk? Where was it? Where did it come from?
I don't know.
Well, I'm glad you got this all figured out. I'm glad you stopped that.
I stopped at the government conspiracy. I bought a hook, line, and sinker and just ran with it.
You sold one person on it. I mean, so like another, like a much less believed theory though, is that they're like a guardian angels.
Oh, yeah. Sort. No.
That they're there to like warn you of danger or that, something is about to happen. But there's been kind of like a loose correlation between shadow people and something like the Mothman of Point Pleasant.
Yeah. Okay.
In West Virginia. Because he did that same thing.
They're harbingers instead. Yeah.
Like he did the same thing. Like he showed up. He's like, oh, some fucking shit. It's about to happen. And everybody was just like, it's a giant, like, weird winged creature.
Yeah. The only problem I have with that, though, is they're usually stationary.
What?
The shadow people. Like, you don't see them
flying across the sky. Maybe
in like in an area. They're never in, like, you won't see, like, Bob the shadow person in the woods, and then you'll see him again at your house, and then you'll see him again at the supermarket.
What if it's haunting you? Then I guess you would.
Yeah, true. I mean, if it was haunting you, it would.
It would follow.
I didn't really see much where they followed people, though.
They were just kind of there.
Yeah, I guess if they're attached to you. Yeah, but I didn't remember seeing a whole lot where they were attached to a single person.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I guess it's possible. No one ever knows the rules of these guys.
Apparently, there's a lot.
Yeah, you're never quite sure what these little bastards are up to, man.
I mean, it sounds like
there's a lot of fucking rules.
Yeah. Anyway, these descriptions, these guys of the shadow people, right?
Yeah.
They're usually pretty consistent.
Okay.
You know, they always appear to be, they're always darker than the night that surrounds them.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I mean, where people have said, like, it looks like darker than dark.
Yeah, like, you could see them with the naked eye. You don't need to turn your light on.
Right.
You look up, there they are in the corner.
Ooh, fuck, man. That would be so scary.
Yeah. Dude, nightmare fuel for the rest of your life.
To wake up and see that shit? Holy motherfuck. Yeah.
Well, dude, like, most of the reports of these beings, right?
Right.
Like I said, very consistent. They describe a black being.
Yep.
With no discernible facial features. Yeah, you know, no mouth, no eyes, no ears. It's just usually like the outline.
See, that's where that's what I was asking earlier. So, like, if we is that, and I guess there's really no answer for this. So I guess I'm asking a rhetorical question. But, like, do they look like that in their own dimension, or is it only they look like that when they come here?
Because if it's like the both gateway option, like, we're going there and they're coming here. Because of different, you know, people are just like, whoop, and they're in a fucking random portal somewhere. Is that what they look like, or is it just what happens when they come here? You know,
That's a very good question.
And why are they so creepy?
Because they want to be.
Are they creepy in their own dimension too? Like,
probably.
I haven't heard a story about them being friendly. Not a single one.
No. Now I have.
So what's their fucking deal?
Heard stories. Of ones where I read about this one story where this woman was sitting at her house. She just bought the house, and she started noticing where they, like, you know, in a peripheral vision.
Yeah.
Right, she saw this little black mass walking down the stairs and then turning right into her. I think it was her den.
Okay.
And at first, she's fucking terrified, didn't know what it was. Dude, this went on for months. Same time. I think it was like 10 o'clock at night. This shadow person would literally walk down the stairs in full view, full body. 10 o'clock every night, walk down the stairs. Right into the den.
Okay.
Go in the room. No one's ever there.
Okay.
It changed when she acknowledged it was there.
Okay.
So
like, it changed because she was observing it.
No. She changed when she was like, because she said, "How's it going, Shadow Man?"
Right.
Or Shadow Dude, or I can't remember how she said it.
Right.
And it stopped in its tracks. Turned towards her.
Oh, and it changed how it looked.
Yeah, its routine changed. It stopped in its tracks, turned toward her, stared at her, and then like right at her, and then disappeared, right?
Ah.
Over the next couple weeks, her son started waking up with what she thought was just nightmares.
Okay.
Yeah, he went, you know, she'd get into his room, he's sitting up crying. I think he was about five or six.
Right.
Until she started telling his mom what it was about, was that it was the Shadow Man. Mm-hmm. At first, he said, there will be more. So it was only the one Shadow Man at first. And then, okay.
And then like
a bunch of them showed up.
Okay.
And actually forced, like, shit started happening in the house. Bad things started happening.
Right.
The mom and son actually had to run out of the house.
Goodness.
And never came back.
Goodness.
So I don't believe these things are good in the slightest.
God dang, man. That's an intense story.
And she would have just done. Yeah. Like if she had just kept doing what she was doing.
Yeah.
She just watched it.
And it just kept right on rolling.
It would have kept going with it.
Yeah.
It wasn't until she acknowledged its existence.
Jesus.
That it like essentially became sentient.
I know. So, dude, that is so fucking scary to have anything that's like, like right at your face.
Yeah.
It's scary automatically. You know, you're like, oh fuck. You know?
And you're trying to dodge it. It's not like that where it's just like the human speed where it's just running.
Right.
It's like instantaneous.
Yeah. It's like supernatural speed.
Yeah.
Fucking flying right at your face. It's scary as shit, man.
Yeah. And then it was, you know, stories were like, you know, they wanted the sun kind of stuff where it was, you could only imagine what was going to happen if she stayed in the house.
Right.
So anyways, there are some reports, however, that these beings, you know, the shadow people, some of them show up with glowing red eyes.
Okay.
Yeah. And these are the ones you don't want to encounter.
I don't want to encounter anything with glowing red eyes.
Yeah. True. It's never a good sign.
No.
The ones with the glowing red eyes, though, usually are the ones that like mean you harm.
Okay.
They're there for that specific purpose.
They're not just going about their business.
Yeah, they're not like on a loop.
Right.
Like the one I was just talking about. But something, I mean, like I just said, dude, a lot of these guys, they only ever appear in your peripheral vision. They, you know, or in mirrors. They're never really, except for the outlier.
Uh-huh.
The most part, they're these quick little glimpses.
You see that a lot in those ghost hunting shows. Yeah. But they might just be lying.
Yeah, you can't.
I think a lot of the time they're lying. But yeah. Some of them, I think, I bet you it does legitimately happen from time to time where it's like some, you know what I mean?
Yeah, especially when they go to like the really famous spots.
Like any video that I've ever seen of them where they've catched like shadows moving, it's always like the story you told, like extraordinarily fast.
Yeah. That's like whoop, gone in an instant.
Mm-hmm.
But
I also think that pokes a hole in that interdimensional thing. If they are on a loop,
yeah, exactly. They're
obviously not sentient beings from another dimension. Like just like, oh fuck, where am I? Like hiding and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because they're scared.
Well, see, that's the problem with these is that a lot of these reports do like some of them are on a loop, like the one I just talked about. Then you have the red glowing eyes one. Who are there specifically to hurt you.
Right.
And then you got the ones that look at you and run away.
Right.
You know, like there's not a good basis for what they're actually up to.
Okay.
But you know, a lot of them anyways, you know, they don't really notice you noticing them.
Okay.
You know, they go about their business indifferently. They couldn't give a fuck. Yeah.
Right. So they clearly have some sort of agenda. Is the word I'll use.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like I would think even the one with the story.
Complicated.
Yeah, is that he was waiting to be acknowledged.
Right.
Because that's usually what they are. They're almost always male. At least the full apparition ones.
Still, like, it's confusing to pin them down. I think that's what I'm starting to learn from this. Is that like,
yeah,
are they a loop? Or do they have some other shit that they're doing? You know what I mean? Like, what the hell are they doing? Because I do think some of them probably look like they're in a loop, like they do the same shit at around the same time.
Well, I think the problem is that I think there might be different tiers of Shadow Men.
Okay.
Yeah, because
like workers. There's been,
yeah, essentially.
Right.
There's a ladder. But dude, I mean, there's been some that have been reported to be like almost blob-like clusters. Sometimes they have tendrils. Sometimes they don't.
Fucking tendrils.
Yeah. But dude, okay. Like, you know, some of it.
Well, you have been, to like, it's like that. It's like the old, like, was it a Christmas Carol or like a bell had to ring?
Yeah.
Like, the shadow person got his tendrils.
Like, oh, yeah. Every time a bell rings,
yeah. A shadow person gets his tendrils.
But dude, that's what I'm talking about. Like, yeah, there's blob like ones.
Okay.
There's child sized ones,
which is scariest of all.
I think. Like, the problem with even them is a lot of these guys have different. It'll be a child sized being, but sometimes there's a hood. They're hooded.
Right.
Sometimes they're not. You know, they got the tall, willy, like ones that look. They have like a jack o' lantern, like a big ass head on them.
So they look like Jack Skellington.
Yeah, I was gonna say, but I was like, I don't want to say it.
Oh, well, now I'm glad I did.
Then, you know, then there is the one who they call the Hat Man.
Okay.
He's the one you want to watch out for.
Okay, so he's like the bad news guy.
Yeah. Yeah, he's kind of like, trying to think of it. It's like the 1920s kind of hat, like the bowler hat.
Ah, okay. Because immediately what popped in my head was like the old, like a fucking cowboy hat or something.
Yeah, no, it's like,
the, like a top
rounded hat. Off, and it's just like those edges that come around it.
So it's not like a Monopoly guy, no. Like top hat.
No,
like Abraham Lincoln style hat.
Yeah,
okay,
like that's the one you want to watch out for. We might actually have to do another one on just him.
Just him.
Yeah, because he's the bad news guy. You know, you don't want to fuck with him.
No, again, I don't want to fuck with any if they look like any of this. Especially if they have fucking tendrils.
Yeah. Anything with tendrils is not good.
I could just like, just run at you. You're like, fuck.
Yeah, you're in for a bad day if something with tendrils.
Son of a bitch.
Locked on you. Yeah.
No fucking fun, man. None of that sounds
particularly enthusiastic. Yeah.
No, it's not appealing at all. Like, why do people want to see these things? Like, there's people that actively go and look for them.
You got me.
It's so fucking scary.
I'm burning my house down if one of these fuckers show up in my...
Jesus. Like, take my family. I don't know. What are you here for?
What do you want? Take the wife. Yeah. BB.
Nice.
Take my wife. God knows I don't want her. Take her. I mean, so like, while a lot of descriptions may be similar,
yeah,
like one of the stories I was reading about it says that they kind of like mimic to like a person's worst fear, so that might be where you're seeing some of like the tendrils and all that kind of shit come into play, where they're trying to,
or like, those like, everyone's afraid of that little kid,
yeah,
you know, like the creepy kid,
yeah,
you know. So yeah, I mean that's a possibility.
That they know that you're afraid of them, right? They know that you're terrified, so they like, I don't know, they're feeding off of that, and then they can like form into like whatever is like the most horrifying, I guess, at the moment.
Yeah, to get as much power or whatever out of
like you. I mean, they don't turn into like giant spiders. You know what I mean? They don't.
No, but I don't think they need to either.
They don't turn into clowns. That fake shit that people say they're afraid. I don't believe that people are like, when somebody says I'm afraid of clowns, I immediately like, you're a fucking clown. That's not, I don't think that's a real fear.
Now clowns fall into that uncanny valley.
I think it's like, I don't know, it's like hip to say that you're afraid of clowns.
I'm not a particularly fan of a clown, but I'm not afraid of
it. It's either. Like the Starbucks of fucking fears. You know what I mean? It's like the popular thing. It's like the Chick-fil-A of fears. It's like the popular thing to go to. I'm afraid of clowns. It's like, no, you're not. No, you're not. I don't believe you. I'm going to dress up like a clown tomorrow. If you scream and panic out of the fucking room, then I'll believe. I'm going to just wear clown shoes. If you fucking run.
Then every time you see me, I'm going to have a little bit more clown costume on.
Like periodically throughout the day, just like adding
like the nose and shit. Like you'll come back.
Like you just wear the clown shoes, and then maybe some clown socks. Yeah, wearing shorts, and then next time they see you, you're wearing some clown pants, and you just work your way up.
I got like the rainbow big wig on and shit. Holding bowling pins for some reason.
If you try to drive somebody to insanity, go for it. Yeah.
So I mean, the fact that these, it's like mimicking fear, like the fear of the person, or like how afraid they are. Yeah, because there's going to be some brave people out there that are going to be like, "The fuck are you doing in my house?" You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, there have been accounts where they ran at it, or they thought it was an intruder. Or something.
What a terrible idea.
Yeah, no, that's not a good idea. Never jump at anything supernatural.
Like, I want to fucking get it.
How are you going to fight a shadow, dude? You
know, like, I'm not going to go like wrestle with Bigfoot if I see one. Like, they're coming with me.
Whether you put him in a headlock.
Yeah, I'm just like dragging him out by his fucking feet. Like, I don't think that's going to happen. He's just going to rip me in half.
He's going, you're going to get fucked up, dude.
Yeah. I'm just going to be ripped to shreds. That's what's going to happen.
Go punch a Bigfoot in the face and let me know how it goes. Yeah,
yeah, I'm gonna go fucking fight this amorphous blob. Like that's appeared out of nowhere in the darkness
with tendrils.
But yeah, with fucking tendrils and glowing red eyes.
It's gonna have its way with you.
Yeah, like, fucking bring it on. I don't think that's happening. So like the fact that they're, like I said, that it's feeding off their fear. You know, implies like the person who's being visited or is viewing the shadow person at the time,
yeah,
is under like a psychic attack, right?
Yeah, no, yeah, I can see that, especially if it's mimicking your fears.
Yeah, exactly.
Trying to break down your mental walls.
Well, how else do they know? You know what I'm saying? Like, how else are they gonna? They're gonna. How else do they know that you're afraid of them, or as afraid of them as you are, if they're not reading your mind? You know what I mean? Or they can pick up on your vibe. You know what I mean? Like your whatever frequency you're putting out or something. You know what I mean? That it's changed when you're in distress. I mean, so yeah, I mean, yeah. whether they're from another dimension, I've even heard stories of them being a time traveler, which makes no sense.
What the fuck would they?
A time traveler?
Dressed up in the... Yeah, you're just running around in shadows all day.
Oh my God,
I don't see that.
Yeah, I don't remember like Marty McFly being
a shadow shit person. Way. What a absolute shit way to be a time traveler.
Yeah,
you come back from 1,000 years in the future, and you're stuck in 2022, walking down a set of stairs every fucking night.
Yeah, that's so stupid.
Living hell is what that would
be. Like, and I'm sure there's some like loose fat. Like when I saw it, I didn't even bother looking into it any deeper.
I mean, maybe there's some sort of.
I was like, I'll mention it, but
some facts to back that up a little.
That is all it's worth. It's just mentioning it. Like it has no more validity than just bringing it up. I'm like, I don't know. It might be a time traveler. I mean, it could be anything.
Yeah, I mean, I that doesn't. No, I don't.
If you're just gonna throw time traveler in there, I mean.
Well, I mean, dude, that's like with aliens. They throw that in.
It's
where aliens are just us from the future coming back to experiment on us. Like, you can't just throw time travel at everything.
No. Well, like, the alien thing is like a catch-all.
Yeah.
You know, like, the interdimensional thing that we were talking about is, it's a catch-all for not knowing anything. It's a catch-all.
I don't know what it is. It's an alien.
I mean, it has to be from space. That's the only option.
It could be anything
logical,
else.
It's the only logical conclusion here. That is from fucking Zeta Reticuli. It's not. It's probably not.
It's,
I mean,
that's what I said.
Whether
people, all right, go on.
No, after you.
People just want to assume our world is so fucking boring.
I know.
And we can't produce anything.
I know. Why can't real life be cool sometimes?
I mean, this I would hope they weren't from here, but like, dude, why couldn't Bigfoot have been evolved on this planet? Why does he have to be an alien,
right?
Or from a different dimension? Like, they just want the place to be so fucking boring.
Yeah,
just get like vanilla level character, you know.
Well, I feel bad for people that like animals. Don't believe in any of this.
Yeah, it kind of seems boring almost.
It's like, man, you just don't want anything cool to happen in your life.
Ever.
Like, I don't want to be interested in that. It's like, why not? Like, it's awesome. Like, all the paranormal stuff, fucking shadow people, all of
it. I mean, I understand it. Some of the stuff there is just, is out there, some of these theories.
That's the point.
You have to, take a huge leap of faith.
And I do every time.
Leaving some. I can't jump on to everything I see, but some stuff just makes sense. Like, it's possible.
If I find the topic interesting, it doesn't take a lot to convince me. I'm like, yep.
Well, that's it. I'm on board for life now.
Like, I can't get on board with, like, flat Earth.
No, I mean, that's just stupid.
You know, like, space isn't real and all that shit. Like, I just don't believe that. I don't believe it. How does my cell phone work? How does my GPS work?
Or the sun, or anything like that. Some of the theories do it just... I feel like someone put them out there just to see if somebody would believe them.
Well, that's where the shadow people are from. They're from the flat Earth.
Oh.
That's a theory I just created right now.
Well, there you go.
See? And now somebody else can go and say, you know, shadow people are from the flat Earth.
And now I don't have to talk to you anymore. Yep. Thank you for that.
And then you've lost a friend immediately. You're like, well, he's finally done it. He let go. Yeah. He's completely
insane. Finally broke.
Yeah. I mean, whether they're from another dimension, they're a time traveler, which they're not, or a demonic entity, right?
I could see that more likely.
Right. I mean, I think this, like we said before, like I think the spiritual version of this is the more plausible.
Yeah, that's the way I've been leaning on it.
It's the one I think that makes any kind of sense at all, if they're real, which, you know, I go back to like the same old excuse for things. Like, all the videos that I've watched of them, are they all fake? Can they all be fake? Can, like, people are like, I don't believe in UFOs. It's like, can every video and every picture be fake? Can all the pictures and videos of Bigfoot, every one of them is fake? The ghosts?
Yeah, I mean, it would have to be that every single person ever would have to be lying.
Anybody that's ever saw them.
Yeah, or claim to have seen them.
Right.
I mean, it's impossible that this stuff is...
I mean, some of them maybe are not everything here. Fake.
Yeah, maybe not everything's real, but some of this shit has to be real, man.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no way that's all not true. Which
gives at least a couple of these stories have to be real.
Right. So, I mean, they're fully... The story is, like, no matter what they are, they seem fully aware of what they're doing, right? Yeah. Like I said, they have their own agenda. They have their own goal. Well, whatever that is, is anybody's guess. You know what I mean?
Yeah, who knows, dude? Like, the more I researched these guys, the harder it was to pin down what they were. First of all,
right?
What they were up to, what they wanted.
Yeah,
it's a complete mystery as to what the hell they're doing.
It's just, it does vary. You know what I mean? It's
almost from case to case, it varies what they were after.
Right. I mean, so the ones that we were talking about earlier, like that show up out of the corner of your eyes and stuff, they're called peepers. It's a pretty creepy name, I think.
For them. Ugh. Seems, yeah.
Yeah.
That just seems gross.
It kind of gave me like it gives me goosebumps or something. Oh, I don't like that.
And I'm not going to look behind me in my window.
So they, I mean, those are the ones that you see in videos and in pictures where they look like they're watching you from behind something. They're kind of like peeking out.
And then dashing, like darting back behind.
Yeah, and then they disappear behind whatever, you know, object or whatever they were hiding behind. I think that's probably the most common one that I was in the research was that.
Yeah, it's hard to find a good one where they're just standing around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or they're going through their routine, you know what I mean?
Or just like standing around. They're like loitering. Just like, they have no respect for the law.
Yeah. Shadow people. Blocking hallways and entrances.
They jaywalk and everything. I mean, another like consistent aspect though is that like most of the people who are seeing them, they still like they feel like uncomfortable. They're scared to fucking death, and some of the more like extreme reports and cases that came out about them is that they're like paralyzed with fear. Like they cannot move, they cannot run, they can't pull out their iPhone and fucking video.
They're just frozen in place.
Yeah, they're paralyzed.
Because that's actually kind of a, with a lot of like ghost stories and obviously these guys, that's a pretty common trait. They get like frozen in place until the entity itself lets you go.
Right.
Like it's, I don't know, like some of them I heard it was like eye contact.
Right.
But once it broke eye contact, you're able to move.
Which leads me to believe that it's a psychic event too.
Yeah, same here.
If they're like paralyzing you, it's just like they're immobilizing your brain function, essentially. You know, they're fucking up your circuits for a minute.
Yeah, just to see, which then again, you know, maybe that's how they feed off you.
Oof. I don't like that either.
Or that's how they find out what you're afraid of.
Yeah, it would be. Yeah, it would, that's the only way it would be psychically done. I mean, unless you're telling it. Here's the list of my fears, you know.
True, but like, you know, let's say you're afraid of spiders. If you got one of these guys crawling around your house and they see you run, you know, screaming like a little girl away from a spider, well, then it knows.
Yeah.
If they're intelligent, which some of these accounts do seem to be, they have a mind of their own.
Right. I mean, there are like the full apparition versions of these things too. You know, in that like people consider apparitions, I suppose. Where it's like it's linked to things like your run-of-the-mill hauntings. It's linked to violent like poltergeist activity, and has even been allegedly caused death. To some people,
really, yeah,
like they were that powerful.
The only ones I saw, which then again, I'm sure there's thousands of stories.
Oh yeah,
was always like scaring the absolute shit out of people. Yeah, I never really did see anything where like someone disappeared, but
that's still, I don't.
Definitely. Yeah, I wouldn't put it past them if they're able to do all this other stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's more like the hauntings and poltergeist activity. You know what I mean? And it's like, I guess that they could be picking up shit and throwing it, you know, but
well, I think,
are they invisible? Are they invisible at that point? They're no longer shadow people then.
Yeah, well, that's another thing too, is like, are they shadow all the time?
I don't know.
Only when they're trying to...
I don't know.
They're trying to do something, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the sightings have become so prevalent that in 2010, like shadow people, like as all the, I guess, I don't know, paranormal databases were...
Yeah, as like a phenomenon.
Right. Yeah. They were described as the most reported phenomenon, like paranormal, in the United States in 2010.
Damn.
Like, out of all of them. Like out of hauntings and all of it.
People, yeah, that's actually new. I mean, like... People. That's nothing to joke at either, because people always talk about how they, I saw a ghost, or I saw this creature or whatever.
Right.
To come out as like one of the highest reported cases. Yeah.
That's a big deal, man.
Yeah, that's also kind of alarming.
Yeah. I mean, they were so popular, like in the early, like late 90s, you know, I mean, early 2000s and stuff. Like they had a whole, and I'm sure they have probably done many more now. But they were a topic on Coast to Coast AM, like Art Bell and George Norrie and all those guys. And after that, I think it's, you know, you start seeing an uptick in the reports, you know.
Yeah, because I would imagine too is that people are thinking they're seeing a ghost.
Yeah, I mean,
then you hear about the shadow person.
Yeah, and then you're
that matches your description a little bit better than
right. Yeah, it's really all it is, like a descriptor. You know, I mean, after that, I mean, it's become part of, you know, the American lexicon now when it comes to paranormal events.
Yeah, I mean, especially with the whole, like, because I still think there's tiers to them.
Like there's like a corporate structure.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, like you, well, you I mean, still have to climb like, that ladder.
Even in death.
Jesus.
But like, dude, like think about it. Like a blob would be not that bad. But then the kid would be terrifying. But then it's like, as you go up all the way to the Hat Man, shit gets more and more intense.
Like they're more powerful.
Yeah, exactly.
Like the events are more prolific, I guess.
Yeah. Hmm. So after everything we just said,
yeah,
you might be asking yourself, hey, what can I do to either repel or protect myself from a shadow person?
I was wondering that. I was thinking that.
I might be trying, yeah.
You're a shadow person. You're reading my mind.
Well, here's a dude. I found a list of a couple things you could do to help, you know, get rid of it or protect yourself from them, right?
Okay.
There's only six, which I thought
was I'm on board. Enough. I'm on board.
So the first one is you got to let go of your fear, which is easier said than done, in my personal opinion.
I guess that's why it's number one, because if without number one, you can't do two or six.
Well, I mean, like, dude, if you're afraid of heights, how the hell you gonna let you go stand on the Empire State Building and just kind of wobble there until you get used to it? Like,
I don't know.
That one just seems damn near impossible. Like, that's pretty hard to come up.
I think I'll stop being afraid of flying when I can flap my fucking arms and take off.
Yeah. When I can fly on my own accord, then I won't care anymore.
Yeah, but I'll be okay in a plane. I'll just jump out.
You don't need a plane then. But the second one, dude, was you have to stand your ground. You have to deny them entry into your being, essentially.
Okay, so like you're like forcefully telling them,
yeah,
you're not fucking coming in.
Yeah, you're not the boss. You ain't, okay. Yeah. You don't have the power here. Get out. Go.
Okay. All right.
You got kind of
be like a tough guy for it.
Draw a line and draw a line in the sand. Essentially.
Yeah, have some fucking grit behind it.
Yeah. Another one, dude, is you got to focus on positive thoughts. I'm assuming this is when they're around.
Okay, so we're talking about like good feelings and.
Yeah, like you know that time you the great time you had at the beach when you went on vacation, kind of
going
stuff.
Going to your happy place,
exactly. Which you know, usually when they say go to your happy place, it doesn't work out.
It's full of shadow people.
Usually, if you're going to your happy place, some terrible shit is happening to you at that moment. You know, like it's not a good time. But another one, dude, is kind of what. Makes me lean more towards the spiritual side of it, though.
Okay.
Is that there? One of them is the next reason is you got to call out Jesus's name to repel them.
Like in Jesus, I to command you to
leave this house or leave this person
to get out. Yeah. Okay. I mean, that's very similar to like an exorcism.
Exactly. Like, yeah, you're exorcising the house or the person or whatever.
Right.
The fifth way is you got to keep a light or vision yourself being surrounded by a bright light. So you got to keep yourself like essentially got to keep the lamps on.
Okay. It's a lot to do.
Yeah. Or you got to feel yourself like, you know, going Super Saiyan.
It's a lot to do in a short amount of time.
Exactly.
Okay.
Well, it's a lot to do if they meant, cause they didn't put down how long or when to do this.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say how long, you lazy bastard. So how long do I have to do this for?
Well, no, in terms of like, if I'm in my house, do I have to do it the entire time I'm in my house? Do I have to do it only when they're around? Do I have to do it like when I'm out at the park?
I think what they're talking about right here is like when you're confronting it.
Yeah, true. Yeah. As like a barrier.
So I think you can relax. It's not going to be that much work.
Yeah, man.
It's a lot of sweating there for a second.
Yeah.
It's a lot of thinking. You know what I mean? It is. It's like you have to like be, you know, like Zen master.
Yeah. Which
like,
I can't
almost imagine. Like in a meditative state.
Yeah, that one seems to be for me.
Right.
Because if I'm staring at a damn dark creature, I'm not going to be like, you know,
right.
let me think real good on this.
I mean, I'm going to say Jesus Christ.
Yeah, a lot, but it's not going to be
Jesus Christ. What the fuck? Get the hell out of there.
But dude, the sixth reason is either bless the room or okay. the house you are there in.
Right. To feeling very exorcist-y.
Yeah, which is why I still kind of lean towards them being, you know, a spirit of some sign. Some sort.
Okay.
Because, you know, with all these, dude, it's safe to assume that it's feeding off the negativity in your life. Right? So by following some of these steps, you're removing and combating this negative energy and almost cleansing yourself.
Okay.
And, you know, and your home or your apartment, whatever, of the shadow people's power.
Boy, that's a shit assignment. Going to an apartment.
Yeah. But, you know, you have to fully believe that your will is stronger than theirs, that your will is stronger to get them out of the house than their will is to stay in the house.
Okay.
Because that's the whole reason they're there, you know.
Right.
Is essentially to feed.
This all feels very, you know, like minor rite of exorcism.
Yeah.
Kind of stuff.
And, you know, these processes that I just mentioned, they might have to be done several times.
Like an exorcism. Like,
exactly. To fully break their hold. Or the entity's hold.
Well, I guess it would depend on how strong they are, yeah?
Yeah, I imagine. That's why I still kind of go back to the tears.
Right.
It's like the Hat Man would be like the most powerful.
Right.
In a way. So, you know, the blob, you might be able to just kick it in its ass on its way out the door and it's gone.
Right.
And like I said, man, you have to do that to break its hold on the location.
By the way, that was kind of like fat shaming the shadow people, by the way.
Kick the blob in its ass and go out. The fucking fat ass shadow person. Especially, you know, dude, that's what I was saying. Like, especially if it doesn't want to go.
Yeah, it's holding on.
Yeah, like if it's one of those ones that are in a loop, it might be
a little easier.
I don't think it'd be easier to give it out.
But
if it's like the peepers where it's hiding and bouncing around.
Well, who's to say even the ones that look like they're in a loop aren't up to something?
True.
Following their own agenda.
Or they're probably not stuck in the loop the entire time either.
Oof.
Like maybe at a certain time they do this one thing.
It's a tough one.
But when you're not seeing them, who the hell knows what they're up to?
Right.
And last, like, especially when I was reading that list,
yeah,
I was getting it down, the last thing they said was that if the situation is getting too hard to handle, or you're starting to think you can't, you know, get these out yourself.
Okay.
It suggested getting either a strong psychic medium,
mm-hmm.
a priest, or a demonologist. And that's kind of like the brute force method.
Get them out.
To get them out forever. Yeah, for good.
Why the hell don't you have a priest in the first place? That was the first person I was like, yo, dude.
Come to my house.
Like,
get this fucking thing out of here.
I need help big time.
Yeah.
And I don't
I don't know why.
I don't think God's listening to me anymore. I think I'm gonna need a guy with an in.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
He's not
need someone in his ear. Yeah, I need someone in his ear. Come down here and help me out.
He gave up on me recently. So, all right. Well, is that shadow people?
Yeah, I believe that is.
Excellent.
So, you know, be safe. You start seeing some shadows go around. Don't do it. Go get you a priest.
Yeah.
Just get them in, get them done, even if there's nothing there.
Do some yoga.
Better safe than sorry.
Seems like it'll get rid of them.
Eat kale, you know.
Yeah. Make sure your chakras are
in order. Go buy a bunch of crystals.
Fucking crystals. It seems like that's exactly who's coming to your house.
Guy with the crystal.
He's coming. Uninvited.
Yeah, he's showing up.
He's going to be there. All right, everyone. Definitely make sure to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, at the Gamma Ray, at Gamma Ray Podcast.
Yep. And YouTube.
Yeah.
You, God damn it.
I was sitting there waiting, waiting to see if you were going to do it or not.
One day I'll remember that we're on YouTube. So go check us out. Subscribe, the whole nine yards. And we will talk to you next week.
All right. See y'all later.
All right, buddy. Stay frosty. Keep your head on a swivel out there.